right. So you got talked into this without being on the council. Is this?
Oh, totally. I am definitely new to this. I don't have any baggage with it, if that, that goes with it.
Yep. And you get to look at everything with a fresh start.
A fresh start, yep.
All right.
Exactly.
So, Delray, why? Why do you want the job as mayor?
Well, I moved to Moorhead, over 20 years ago, and I actually was a North Dakotan before that, and I couldn't even imagine being in Minnesota, but I can't imagine going back. Moorhead is a fabulous community to live in, and I've been very active in a number of things, and I like the idea of being involved with every aspect of it as a holistic kind of thing of Moorhead. I've always visualized that I might vote run for city council, but this way I could represent Moorhead in a bigger,
not
wider
just
way.
This district, not just, or that district.
Yep, just not that ward or that, but at the whole of Moorhead.
So you get the job, and I've been asking every one of the candidates the same question. You get the job. You find yourself elected as mayor of Moorhead. What do you do with the job?
I have a number of things that I'm going to do right off the bat. We have a legislature coming up, and so it's good for us to be prepared for what kinds of things we can go to the legislature with our guys. And I did something similar having to do with the homeless issue, and we made sure that they were very on track of where we were and had stories to tell. And then they became superstars down there on that issue. And so what I want to do is make sure that they are superstars down there on issues that we think we can change. And one of the first things is we want to talk about some of the differences in businesses, things that have to do with us being in a border state.
Mm-hmm.
And
you say that, and instantly in my mind, cigarettes pop up. The fact that a lot of people are driving over to, the tax issues, and cigarettes just being an example of that. I think of clothes as well, being a North Dakotan. I think of how I can come over to your state and your town and buy clothes and not pay sales tax.
Yep.
There are some differences in taxing issues.
There are some. And for us, I know the legislature has already talked about some of their priorities, and I want us to work on what their priorities they're going to actually be looking at, but make sure that we have the Moorhead spin with it and how that reflects to when they develop this legislature. So there are a number of timing things, some licensing things, some things that have to do with, like, for instance, products that should be fine, that are fine in Fargo, but they can't get okayed over there. Those kinds of things that we could easily come prepared with and say, these are the things we think are important. There's no reason for them to be different.
So getting the Kents and the Pauls and the Bens up to speed and
making
sure they're ready to head down to St. Paul with Moorhead's interests are a big part of your priority right now.
Well, that will be a right off the shoot thing, because they're going to be going mid, I think they're going to be actually going in February.
Other than that?
What I'm talking to people is they don't feel connected. And so I plan to have a number of things that have to do, so it's not just a campaign when you hear from us. I'm going to have regular coffee with the mayor, and I know I've heard some of my candidates sort of poo-pooed that, but it has a reason behind it. It's not just, I'm going to have everybody over for tea or anything like that. It has more to do with being accessible and being able to talk to me
when
they feel like it. They can see me. They know where I'm at. If they want to go. In fact, I've even committed to that. People don't know that.
Why would any other candidate not embrace that? We used to hold legislative forums, and they're work, and you can get some people at it that are get ornery with you, but you know what? That's part of public service.
It is, but it's not exactly what they do, and to me, I'm more of a walk my talk kind of person. We've already written what we're going to put in the calendar for 2014 without knowing if we win or not,
mm-hmm.
because of the timing. And that was one part. I've already committed myself to, I think it's the third Wednesday at 10 o'clock and then again at 7 o'clock in the evening, to have a variety. So
let me ask you this, because I think that's a wonderful idea. But what does Moorhead need? I see the Fargo Forum continually beating up on Moorhead as though you're not being aggressive. They've got a Renaissance Zone in North Dakota, which basically mm-hmm. gave huge tax breaks to some very wealthy people from state income tax. They don't have to pay state income tax. Their business doesn't have to pay tax. I mean, it's a very aggressive program to give tax breaks to people that can use that money for investment reasons in the Renaissance Zone. So in some ways, there are pretty hypocritical because that has to come from St. Paul back to you. But they continually beat up on Moorhead, and I don't know why the Fargo Forum keeps doing that. But what do you do? I mean, what do you do to make downtown Moorhead, you know, look energized, to make it look like your business? Or do you feel you're in pretty good shape now?
You know, we have a great start, but it comes a little bit still down to talking to people. We had a Rourke event earlier, and that was an event opportunity for the community to talk about what they want to see downtown, not what one of us politicians, although it's so weird to think of myself as a politician.
I think people are going to like that about you, Telray.
Well, and I probably won't. You'll hear me say things that, you know, I mean, and I'll be consistent every time we talk about it. But residents talked about arts and culture. They talked about green space. They talked about a place where people can walk for students, for families. And that, to me, was really important to hear that instead of deciding what we think we should be, if we should be just like Fargo. But we have very unique things that are different on that side. We have a lot of green space. We're already positioning ourselves to the river corridor that's going to be gorgeous. When the power plant is down, I don't know if people have been down there, but that is just beautiful down there. And it's a part that most of the community has not been to. And for sure, I would guess most of Fargo has not been to. But to kind of build those kinds of things with things we have Rourke on one side, we have the Youngkamps on the other side. And then I have been already talking with some arts groups, like Theater B is outgrown their space mm-hmm. there, and not to steal things from Fargo, but they need to go somewhere else where they can afford where they're at and they can get the amount of people in their seats. And Carrie and David are actually Winterstein are actually from Moorhead and would like to be in here. So we're already after the election, we've already started talking before, but after the election, either way, we will be start working on that and how we get some places that Moorhead already owns, you know, because we have 700 acres of stuff that we already own, far more than Fargo does.
Delray Williams is our guest. She's running for mayor of the city of Moorhead. Delray, when I think of Moorhead, I always think there's got to be a better way to get across these railroad tracks. There has to be in downtown Moorhead to be able to do commerce and get from one side to the other. Is there any way that a focus can be put on that? You know, in Fargo, there's a couple arteries that you can easily get around the trains so that they don't hold you up as long as what they do in Moorhead. And it's, of course, the traffic in Moorhead seems busier because you don't have those. I mean, is that a worthwhile investment or something to focus energy on?
You know, we have already put a lot of money and investment in pieces of that. I think it sounds to me like the 2021 street part will be able to go through. It looks a lot more positive. We've been waiting for that for a long time, and that alone will change the amount of trains going back by about 30%. And that will be significant. But I think it's worthwhile for us to be creative and thinking about how we can change that.
Okay. Well, ponder this, because I when we come back, I want to ask you as well the same question I asked every one of the other candidates. Should Moorhead or the city of Minnesota be participating in paying $100 million towards the Fargo Diversion Authority? And so I want to see what your thoughts are on that. Stick around. We've got more coming your way right here on the most listened to talk show in the Upper Midwest, News and Views. Delray Williams is running for mayor of the great city of Moorhead, and the vote is going to be held on November 5th. Delray, before I forget, tell people how to find out more about you. Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page? How are people contacting your campaign?
I have all of that. If people want to contact me through email, it's electdelray@gmail.com. I, with that same electdelray, I'm on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook, so you'll see a lot of things there. And then there's DelrayForMayor.com.
Okay.
Also.
So they Google Delray, they're going to find you.
They're going
to find
you.
With Moorhead. They're going to be able to find out where to find you. Let's talk about what I broached before the end of the break there, which is, if you're mayor of Moorhead, would you be putting pressure upon the local legislative delegation to bring back $100 million to the Fargo-Moorhead or to the what I call the Fargo diversion?
You know, I've already had conversation with at least one of them, and I'm guessing the other one will be somewhat similar. They don't see going to it, especially not this year. We have one last piece with our own mitigation that we're doing. When we do that, there will be no houses in Moorhead that need to have flood insurance at all, which is very different from Fargo's. We of course, are a good 4 feet higher, so, you know, it wasn't so much of an issue. But we've, since the last big flood, we've been very active in making sure that we're high and dry, and we don't have the situation that Fargo does. We are not a piece of that.
So going to get $100 million to pay for something that you're not going to utilize doesn't make sense to you?
It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to our legislators. Colin Peterson just recently, one of the few House members that actually voted against it, which you got to know is going to make a big impact when it really comes down to appropriations. And frankly, Minnesota looks at that. They have a number of communities that have serious flood issues still. Moorhead is really not one of them. And so that funding, I would be so surprised if it came. Very surprised.
Del Rey, I'm going to give you some advice. You're just beginning your political career.
Yep.
I was in one for a long time. It's the little dogs that bite when you knock on doors. The big ones are friendly. They just look mean. It's the little ones that get you in the back of the heel.
Thank you.
Take that advice for what it's worth.
Keep that in mind.
All right.